WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Voicemobile here at Tufts University. And I hope you are staying hydrated. It's hot. It's not quite 90, but it's summer. We've got summer conditions. So, yeah, if you like hot and also humid, you have got it. I don't think it's as humid as it has been, but it's still, you know, still hot. So there's always something to kvetch about. it's a lovely day here in Tufts University in Medford. We're going to start off with some music from Shlomo Carlbach, recorded live in concert in Jerusalem, music by the Avraham Rosenblum Band. And
oh,
Okay, so here's something to consider. On February 8th, Allison Donovan was killed as she walked through the crosswalk in front of the West Somerville Neighborhood School on Powder House Boulevard, two blocks away from Tufts University, where we are. After fatally hitting Allison and injuring her companion, the driver sped away, stopping later at a restaurant for drinks and dinner and Home Depot to buy materials to hide the damage to his truck's body. Walking is one of the safest forms of transportation, but pedestrians need to pay attention to their surroundings, especially when crossing streets. Even if you have the walk light or other clear right of way, bad drivers are everywhere. Don't expect them to stop what they do or to stop for you. It's critical to comprehend some people really don't care that much about your life and would drive away if they hit you. A potentially life-saving message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. You probably heard me say other times on this program that I had a situation in broad daylight. I was walking in the crosswalk, and it was on Broadway near the Tremont Street Shoal, and this car just kept coming and coming, and they just didn't see me, weren't looking, whatever, and I'm like, what the heck? So, they did finally stop, but it was very scary, you know, and I was doing what I was supposed to be doing. I was in the crosswalk, and the other thing is that the timing for crossing a street with a crosswalk is so short. They don't give you a lot of time at all. If you have any kind of difficulty walking, forget about it. There's no way you're going to get across the intersection in the time allotted. I really should try and check out with the traffic people. How their time. Everything is time for the cars, right? Everybody knows you have to be somewhere. Anyway, enough of that. let's continue on with some music here.
Baruch Hashem. Yankele, what is Baruch Hashem?
Hi, my kin. Don't you know? It says in the Gemara, Kishem ki mevarchin al hatov, kach mevarchin al hara. So if things are good, Baruch Hashem, and if things are bad, also Baruch Hashem. And do you know who was one of the first people to say Baruch Hashem? Yisro, the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu.
Moshe Rabbeinu's father-in-law said that.
Yes.
And what else did he say, Yankele?
Well, it went something like this.
Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil Etchem, Miyad Mitzrayim, U'miyad Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil Etchem, Miyad Mitzrayim, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil Etchem, Miyad Mitzrayim, U'miyad
All right, the Miami Boys Choir, the Miami Choir Boys, music by the Nagina Orchestra. The choir is directed and songs composed by Yerachmiel Begun. And that was Miami Live, very fun. Okay, so I want to share a little bit from this book, Timeless Patterns in Time, Hasidic Insights into the Cycle of the Jewish Year, adapted from the works of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem M. Schneerson Ashley Todd. So we are in the 3 weeks right now, and so it's talking about that. It's a foretaste of redemption. In our day, we are standing on the threshold of the redemption. We are, in fact, in the process of crossing that threshold. The redemption is no longer a distant dream. It is an increasingly manifest reality. Moreover, we can now already savor a foretaste of the redemption and sense the positive dimension of the 3 weeks at present, even though we are still in exile. Although our sages teach that when the month of Av begins, which is coming up next week, we minimize our joy. When celebrations are associated with the mitzvah, we are permitted. In order to express our appreciation of the positive nature of the 3 weeks, we should take every opportunity, every possible opportunity, to celebrate such occasions. On each of the first 9 days of Av, for example, one can celebrate the festive conclusion of the study of a Talmudic tractate by conducting a siyum, building the Beis HaMikdash. Our emphasis on the positive dimension of the 3 weeks should also motivate us to intensify our study of the laws governing the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. Doing so will focus our attention on its building rather than on its destruction. When God revealed the structural details of the future Beis HaMikdash to the prophet Yehezkel, he told him, "Tell the people of Israel the house and measure its design." Yehezkel, as our sages relate, replied, "Master of the universe, why are you telling me to tell Israel of the form of the house? They are now in exile in the land of our enemies. Is there anything they can do? Let them be until they return from exile. Then I will go and inform them." God answered, "Should the construction of my house be ignored because my children are in exile?" The study of the Torah's description of the Beis HaMikdash is deemed equal to its actual construction. That's a fascinating concept. Go tell them to study the form of the Beis HaMikdash, and as a reward for their study, I will consider it as if they had actually built the Beis HaMikdash. One of the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah is the commandment to build the sanctuary, and its fulfillment is incumbent upon every Jewish man and woman. It is clear from the above midrash that by studying the laws of the Beis HaMikdash, a person fulfills his obligation to build a sanctuary for God. For God describes this study as the building of my house. A similar concept is expressed in the Rambam's choice of the verse, "Seek out the welfare of Jerusalem. Those who love you shall find repose," as the introductory verse of Sefer Avodah, the Book of Divine Service. This choice implies an obligation to seek out the welfare of Jerusalem and to concern ourselves with the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, even though we are at present incapable of actually constructing it. Though these concepts were known in previous generations, they are of much greater relevance at present, because there is a difference between studying laws relating to a mitzvah one is about to perform and studying a theoretical subject. We should study the laws of the Beis HaMikdash with the anticipation of a bar mitzvah boy learning the laws of tefillin. For, in the very near future, we will actually participate in building the very structure we are studying. This kind of study will serve as a catalyst to uncover the positive dimensions of the 3 weeks, and then we will merit the fulfillment of the prayers, "Rebuild your house as in former times and establish your sanctuary on its site. Let us behold its construction and cause us to rejoice in its completion. May this take place in the immediate future." It's just such an incredibly positive way of using your time and understanding what's to be done.
Oh.
Oh, here's something from Israel 21st Century. It's a weekly blog on, it's a newsletter, and this is from today. No, actually, yes, it is today, Wednesday, July 12th. Innovation. It's an article by Abigail Klein-Leachman, and it's entitled, Surgeons Reattach Boy's Head to Neck After Bike Crash. Internal decapitation is usually fatal, but trauma specialists set boy on road to full recovery. Just amazing. A 12-year-old Palestinian Arab boy's head was internally severed from his neck after he was hit by a car while cycling last month. An injury of this type is almost always fatal, yet Suleiman Hassan was discharged from Jerusalem Hadassah's Ein Kerem Medical Center this week, his life saved by complicated emergency surgery followed by intensive care. Here's a picture of him with the doctors. Amazing. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Ohad Enav and Dr. Ziv Asa explained that the worst of Suleiman's injuries from the crash was a fracture in the internal connection between his head and neck, along with tearing of all the supporting ligaments. Wow. Due to the serious injury, the head almost completely detached from the base of the neck, Enav said. The child was airlifted to the medical center from the Jordan Valley. Doctors estimated his chances of survival were 50-50. In a surgical procedure lasting several hours, Enav and Asa repaired the area using new plates and fixations, Enav said. Our ability to save the child was thanks to our knowledge and the most innovative technology in the operating room. Suleiman went home wearing a cervical splint to aid his full recovery. Enav noted that the child suffers no neurological deficits or sensory or motor dysfunction. It's really unbelievable. Bless you all, said Suleiman's father to the medical staff as they left the hospital. I will thank you all my life for saving my dear only son. Thanks to you, he regained his life even when the odds were low and the danger was obvious. What saved him were professionalism, technology, and quick decision-making by the trauma and orthopedics team. All I can say is a big thank you. And notice, this is, you know, an Israeli team, a really hospital, and a Palestinian patient. If people only understood working together, you know, this is at the Hadassah Ein Kerem Medical Center, there is hope for peaceful cooperation if people would only allow it to happen. What can I say? All right, we're going to continue on with some music here. From Yosefa.
Yo שיתקווה את האהבה לאדמה טובה חיכתה כמו למים חיכתה לשמש לשקיעות שבים ולגל שגעגוע חיכתה בראשית כבר הייתה אהבה וחיכתה שיהיו לשמיים לשאת עיניים אל הכוכבים וחיכתה גם לאדם וחווה מישהו מחכה לך בבית קרוב לכאן אולי באיזו פינה מקום שתקראי לו בית כשתיכנסי בו יהפוך לשלך בראשית כבר הייתה אהבה וחיכתה שכבר תמצא למנוח וחיכתה לי ילדים בחצר וגם לעץ לטפס ולנוח בצל בראשית כבר הייתה אהבה ואחריה כבר נברא לו הצער והדמעות והלב השבור ואחריהם הגיע נחמה מישהו מחכה לך בבית קרוב לכאן אולי באיזו פינה מקום שתקראי לו בית כשתיכנסי בו יהפוך לשלך מישהו מחכה לך בבית קרוב לכאן אולי באיזו פינה מקום שתקראי לו בית כשתיכנסי בו יהפוך לשלך
La 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 la